And so we not only do we need hard preaching and sound doctrine and massive soul winning, but we also need to not quit on God. That's a problem I see people getting snowflakey. We get Christian snowflakes in this movement. What in the world? Quit getting offended by every little thing. Quit getting offended because some clown gets kicked to the curb that wasn't legit in the first place. I'm talking about Adam Fannin. I've heard that people are just like all sad about him getting outed the way he did. You know what? I'm 44 years old. And when you take up an offering and you're the only hands that touch that offering, that's a problem. The way that he handled it from the very get-go was a problem. I'm sure you guys have heard all this. Okay, it's my turn. All right. Here's the thing. Here's how I look at it, okay? Adam Fannin, he had a chance to... He could have just shut up. If he didn't want to work with Pastor Shelley, he could have just shut his big mouth for once and just said, you know, maybe I'll look for an opportunity somewhere else. But the first thing out of his mouth is, I need to get a raise of $10,000. Second thing out of his mouth is, I'm supposed to get ordained in 6 months. What pastor worth their salt is going to come into a situation and say, hey, well, you know, Pastor Romero's watching over him. I'm sure he's good. You got to watch people yourself. Lay hands on no man suddenly, right? And that's what he was trying to say about Pastor Shelley. But he was already a pastor. He was already ordained. He had already proven the qualifications. He already said he wasn't ready. The people in the people, and I'm talking about, when I talk about the movement, I'm not talking about a cult, okay? What I'm talking about is a movement of churches, plural, independent Baptist churches, but they're getting upset because of something that happens down in Jacksonville, Florida that's none of their, they don't even know all the details. Maybe you should just wait until all the details come out. I heard this week, and I had to hear it through a live stream, that he's going around telling people that I'm a flat earther, bearing false witness against me. I'm making a film proving that the earth is round. I'm making a film about it. And yes, it is still going to come out. We're just trying to do a great job and make it high quality. We had to fly around the world and try to find, you know, we went and spent thousands of dollars. The guy that's helping make the film spent thousands of dollars so he could go around the world and see, and so you can see what the world really is. Because apparently this flat earth thing has gotten out of control. But he's accusing me of being a flat earther. I had to hear it secondhand. I didn't even know. I was surprised live stream. I don't know. But, you know, apparently a couple people had heard him say that before. But I'm glad I know now. I haven't heard one sermon from that clown since he did his little thing. Whatever. But I'll tell you this. You might get mad about the way it was handled, but how would you have handled it, Monday morning quarterback? Everybody has a Monday morning, you know, hey, I would have thrown it, you know, to that guy on this play. Well, when you're in the thick of the battle and you're the one making the decisions, a little bit different than you just, you know, with your little snowflake attitude. Oh, I don't think that they should have said that. I don't think they should have called him that. Get tough. Grow some cows. All right? That's ridiculous. You don't know the whole situation. There's a reason, you know. People always just want to jump down Pastor Anderson's throat for everything he does. But he usually ends up being right, doesn't he? You know? I have to admit, there might have been a couple times that I was like, man, I don't know. But then he always ends up being right. And nobody's right about everything. But I think that the way it was handled was right. It was right. And there's people in churches like this church right here, they're like, oh, Adam, poor Adam Fannin. He was covetous. He wanted money and he wanted to be ordained. You can't wait two more years? I'll tell you this right now. If Pastor Jimenez would have came to me and said, Brother Aaron, I just don't know if you're quite ready to be ordained yet, I would have said, okay, Pastor Jimenez, no problem. If Pastor Jimenez would have came to me and said, Brother Thompson, I think I'm going to replace you with somebody else because, you know, I'm just going to replace you. I would have said, okay, Pastor Jimenez, I'm not after power. I'm not after fame and fortune or whatever. I'm not after YouTube clicks, okay? I just wanted to be in a good church. I just wanted to be in a good church that I could serve the Lord. If I had been number 10, number 99, and I could just go out and go soul winning, and I could serve the Lord in a church where I don't have to hide what I believe, amen to that.
Amen.